So welcome back. We're aiming to have lunch at
12:30.
Which will be downstairs in the restaurant. Near the entrance where you came in. Okay. Does anybody have any questions so far about what we've discussed? If you do think of questions, then please write it down. So I want to continue talking about the soul. I talked to you earlier about how the Bible does not teach that we have an immortal soul that goes to heaven or hell. In Genesis chapter 2, verse
7.
It's on the screen. When God first made man, He formed him from the dust of the ground, breathed into him the breath, and he became a living soul. Okay, so we are a soul. We do not have a soul. We are a soul. The body with the breath, that is a soul. So when we die, our soul dies. It is who we are.
Mano ewan.
In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5. The Bible says the dead know nothing.
Ni jogo moseto okongeyo gimoro.
So when we die,
kopo ni watho,
we do not live on.
Ok ni koro ni wabedo mangima.
In heaven or hell.
Ni koro ni polo kat ni wabedo mangima polo ni kat wabedo mangima pain. Pain jo moto.
We are dead.
Watho ku watho to ngatho.
If we do not believe in Jesus,
kopo ni watho ko kwa yiku Yesu.
We are dead forever.
O watho majaka chien.
Unless we are responsible for judgment.
O ko kamano to warito gimilungu ni ngado bura.
If we have heard the gospel,
kopo ni wasenjo injili,
and rejected it,
we
will be raised to judgment when Jesus comes back, and we will see His glory and the glory of His coming kingdom. But we will be destroyed. But if we believe in Jesus, when He comes back, even if we have died, for us that is like being asleep. We will wake up to a new body. So let's have a look at the word hell. Some of you may have heard that hell is a place where evil people burn forever. This false idea
mano en paro ma ok adiera
was believed by the pagans
en paro mane joma ne ok ong'e Nyasaye mane yie jo kafiri
and sadly
kendo late na kabisa
it was used by many churches
noti kod puonjno ke iyawo godo kanisni mathoth
throughout the centuries
mane nitiere e ndalo mane ichake kanisni
to make people afraid
mondo ne ket ji obed joma luor.
Some churches would say,
oh, kanisa mama ko nyalo wacho,
ah, your husband has died.
Ni eh ya jao chuori osetho.
But if you pay me some money,
ndiko pone ni age mara mathin.
I can get him out of hell into heaven.
Ni anyalo gole e pinje motho kata anyalo gole gehena katere e polo.
It was just extortion.
Mago ne mana para para ne gina weche ni wuogo ji.
Okay, the dead know nothing.
Jomotho onge paro mong'eyo gimoro.
So the Bible talks about hell.
Oh, muma wuoyo kuom gehena.
So let me explain to you what hell is.
We koro alerni matin gima gehena en.
In the Old Testament of our Bible.
E muma et muma manokuongo kata singruok mokuongo kaka wang'eyo.
Originally written in the Hebrew language.
Ne ondike jondik ne mokuongo mane kuongo ndike tik tik machalo Musa jondike dojo Ibrania.
It is the Hebrew Sheol.
E dojo Ibrania kuto chenunge ni Sheol. Sheol.
And it just means grave.
Mangiso ne kaburi ne kata liyanda ngato.
When you die.
Koponito.
You are buried in a grave.
Iki e buri.
That is hell.
Mano e gehena kata pinyo noto.
In the New Testament.
E singruok manyien.
Originally written in Greek.
En joma nondike koro nokondike dho Ibrania to nondike dho jo Greek.
There are three different Greek words.
Wan kod weche adek mopogore mag jo Greek.
All translated hell.
Ma tete teke loko gi to ginyiso tie gehena.
But they mean different things.
To kata kamano gima ginyiso to gimopogore.
There is a Greek word Hades.
Nitiere wach machalo Hades.
Which is the Greek equivalent of Sheol in Hebrew.
Ma ka in e piny jo Greek kuchocho to mano ngiso ni in mana gehena kata Sheol gi dho jo Ibrania.
So Hades is just grave.
En mana kaburi ni kata en liet ng'ato.
There is the second Greek word Gehenna.
Nitiere dho jo Greek machielo miluongo ni Gehenna.
And I heard when you translated.
Yes.
When I say hell, you say Gehenna.
Yes.
Yeah. Gehenna is a place.
Gehenna en kamoro.
In the Bible there is a place called the Valley of Gehenna.
Oh, e muma kinono sigana tibudo ni nitie holo mane otere Ezekiel cha holo mar jomotho kata kuma choke jomotho nitie.
It is a valley to the south of Jerusalem.
En tie holo moro e piny yo nyandwat e piny jo Jerusalem kuchocho.
This is a photo of Gehenna.
E ndalo moro no dhi Jerusalem kuno go picha mar Gehenna kamiluongo ni Gehenna no e piny Jerusalem kuno kaka chalo.
Today it is a national park.
Kawuono ekebe epinjo Jerusalem kuno en park moro ma ji dhiye etwa.
So Gehenna.
Gehenna ni.
Is a place on the earth.
Entiere en kumoro molos e piny ka.
Not under the earth.
Oke buo piny.
It is on the earth.
Entiere e piny oko kame nyanene buo.
Now Jesus said.
Yeso nowacho.
If you are angry with your brother,
koponi iyo wang kodo wadu,
you shall be in danger of Gehenna fire.
Ibiro nyalo bedo ni nyalo tere kum mar mach e Gehenna.
So if Gehenna is a valley,
koro koponi Gehenna en holo moro,
what is Gehenna fire?
Kare Gehenna ni tije maduong' en ang'o?
Well, in Jesus' time,
e kinde mane Yesu nitie,
all of the city rubbish.
Oh, weche gik maricho manolil machalo jweni kod weche maricho richo mane nitiere gik molil mane lilo town
would be dumped in this valley of Gehenna.
En inyalo chok duto tete gi luto kamiluongo ni Gehenna no e holo mar Gehenna.
And they would burn it.
Kaso kanyo ni wango gie.
So all of the city's rubbish.
Koro dust gik manolil te mane jido town machalo jwala kala tese gik moko duto tete
would be constantly burned in Gehenna.
Ne thoro wangi kama ni lume ni Gehenna.
In the valley of Gehenna.
Ne en holo mar Gehenna.
Here's the valley So there's Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Valley of Gehenna. In Hebrew, it is Gehenom, the Valley of Hinnom. In Greek, Gehenna. But it is a valley. Now, in Joshua chapter 15, verse 8, it talks about the valley of
Hinnom.
Valley in Hebrew is Gi. So it was the valley belonging to
Hinnom,
which in Greek has become Valley of Gehenna. Now, as well as in Jesus' time, they used this valley to burn the rubbish. When Jesus comes back, God will also use this valley to destroy
mondo okethi,
and to burn up
mondo owang,
all who do not believe.
Jogo duto ma oko yie.
But they will not burn forever and ever
and ever.
If Calvin's,
kopo ni Calvin's,
when Jesus comes back, does not believe and has rejected Jesus, Jesus will take Calvin's and throw him into the fire, and he will be destroyed. So when it talks about Jesus saying you will be thrown into Gehenna fire, that is a punishment. The Bible does not say that Calvin's will be roasted forever and ever. Now in Isaiah chapter
30,
it says God will actually kindle or start the fires. With his breath. God's breath is his power. And he will. He will cause fires to burn in that valley, where the wicked will be destroyed. So Isaiah 30. Now also on the screen, 2 Peter chapter 3 verse
7.
It tells us that God is going to use fire to judge, as he used water in Noah's time. He will use fire.
Obiro tiyo gi mach.
So the Gehenna fire,
mondo mi mach mar Gehenna,
will be the way God destroys the wicked.
Biro bedo yo ma Nyasaye ketho godo joma okalo.
Now the third word that's translated hell,
wach machielo ma bende iloko ni piny joma otho,
is this Greek word Tartaru.
En dho jo Greek miluongo ni Tartaru.
And it refers not just to the grave or to the valley of
Gehenna.
It is a word that means a deep pit. Like a big cave. It is only used once in the whole of the Bible. And it is used when we read in 2 Peter chapter 2.
And
about the, it says angels, but that should be translated messengers.
Oh.
These were men who disobeyed Moses.
Back in
Numbers chapter
16.
They tried to overthrow Moses' authority. So God opened up the earth. And they were swallowed up. Into Tartaru. Into a deep pit. So that is the third word that is translated hell in the Bible. Now, unfortunately, many Christians think that hell is a scary place where the evil will be burnt and roasted forever. But the Bible does not teach that. The Bible says the wages or the reward for sin is death.
And
if you choose not to believe, you won't be roasted alive forever, but you will be dead forever. So it's not perhaps quite so fearful. You don't have to be afraid of roasting forever. But all of you here in this room, you are hearing the good news from God. He is calling you to believe in Him. And if you choose to reject that, that is your choice. But you are now answerable to judgment. It is still going to be a fearful thing to have to stand before Jesus when He comes. The King of the world. With all His power. All His angels will be with Him. And you are going to say to Him, what? There will be no excuse.
Can you koronge ni excuse moro kata ni bro wacho wach moro ni neni oroma?
Because God created us.
Niket nyasaye emanochwewa.
He owns us.
Wan mage.
So we have no excuse to just live life our way.
Waonge gima de mi nikoro wa hepo ni wanyaza nikoro dodake gima wake wan.
We are to serve our creator.
On gima longo mundo watine de chutwa.
So on one hand, there is the promise of eternal joy in Jesus' kingdom on earth. But on the other hand, there is the promise of being destroyed forever. The Bible says, behold the goodness of God, but also the severity of God. We need to warn you. Judgment is coming. Jesus predicted. He warned us. One day judgment is coming. We will all have to give account before Jesus. And I pray that all of us will choose to be committed to Jesus. So when we stand before Him on that day, there will be no fear in our hearts. Our sins will have been forgiven. Jesus will look at us and say, "Well done, my faithful servant. Come into the joy of the Lord." The choice is ours. But why would you not want to choose Jesus? Yes, we have to humble ourselves. Maybe for us men, that is harder.
Oh, katawan kaka joma chuma bendo ngato bolret bendo ngimatek ne.
We have to admit, I cannot fix everything.
Oh, nyakwa yini o kwanya loso gikmukuduni one kro wangi gikora mo.
I need to be fixed.
Ana wun duara mo losa.
But that is what God wants to do with us.
To keno mano begi manya sayi duara mo tutne wan.
So that is the message of the gospel.
Mano e wach mar injil.
Any questions on that or anything else so far?
Jal mane kod penjo e wachno kata e wach moro kama wasegike.
Okay.
I have two questions. Oh, you taught her that we are souls.
Mm-hmm.
That you said the whole of us is a soul.
Mm-hmm.
But there is also another verse where Jesus is saying that in from within a man. Okay. We have a difference between soul and heart. That's
yes.
What people don't know.
Yeah.
Heart of money.
Don't you? Okay, he was asking. You told us that all of us, both the flesh and the bones, we are soul. And in another verse, Jesus is saying that from within the heart of a man begins all evil. So he's asking whether the sin lives in our souls, which is in within us, or lives in the whole of our body.
Okay.
Yeah. And second question.
Yeah.
You taught us that Jesus will come and gather everyone at in Jerusalem at a place known as the Valley of Gehenna.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone will be thrown there. I'm asking, will it be possible for Jesus to get people from Africa, America, all over India, and to be just thrown up to Jerusalem? And finally, you taught us that not that we will be roasted day after day after day forever. Okay. But he was asking that we will not be roasted for a time and a time like that. Will we be roasted once and it's done like that? Okoni ya okoni enwengo didi to jogo joma richo go tumo te nikech osi punjo chika chen chako piny guth manyien donge gimondeke.
So the heart
odwano pogni ni gendo luori mogi chuny gi soul art gi soul chuny ore but do luno ngoni chuny wa luno kamano. Okay, in Luo language, both soul and art we call them one.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
Yeah. So in the Bible,
Emuma,
it uses the word heart. For example, in Proverbs 23, it says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. But of course, the heart does not think. The heart is an organ in here. Literally, the heart just beats blood. But it is our mind that thinks. But the Bible uses the word heart symbolically.
To nyasaye kata muma notoro tiyo kod adundo e weche mang'eny ka gir ranyisi moro.
To describe our mind.
Mondo ne ochal ka gimoleronwa godo gima pachwa en.
Which of course is where all of our sin comes from.
Ma en adiera ni ducho ducho te chakore ga gi e pach dhano.
Because if we had no mind, we would have no thoughts.
Mano giso ni kara onge gima dwa par.
There would be no temptation. So when it says, out of the heart of man proceeds all evil, it is using the heart symbolically, of course, to describe our mind.
Yes.
And Brother Duncan will be sharing shortly about sin and where that comes from in our mind.
Kendo ang wadwa Duncan group kunyo maler kaka kitricho chakere ng madano kata kitricho chale kito ni madano.
So your second question.
Yo penjo ni mara reyo.
In the same way, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
Mana kaka Thessalonica mokwongo madonga de angwen.
The believers are raised from the dead, and those who are alive when Jesus comes, we are caught up to meet the Lord in the air, not to go back to heaven with him, but to accompany him to Jerusalem. The Bible also describes in Matthew that God will use his angels to gather up all the people from all of the earth to bring them for judgment. So, angel.
Malaika ni teko maduong mar kawi gi seke madiri kami dwaro.
And of course, angels are supernatural.
Kendo gen gi madira muange maber ni malaika to gin gik ma ilung ni nigi teko mochwere ma ok inyal ng'eyo.
The evil will not be able to resist those angels.
Kendo joma richo ok ne nyal bedo gi teko mar tamo malaika timo gimoro.
Okay.
Yeah. Kori vijo. Mano ndege, mano chal ndege vijo. Okay, they have questions. Okay. When you think because you need to pay. Okay. Yes, question. When you think you move it. You need to do me in a lower commando. Another question. Yeah, there's question. There, Morris. You said that is not fear? Because once we become believers, our sins are forgiven. So my question is that, should we continue sinning because our sins
are forgiven?
Okay, when we are baptized,
toka waseye kendo batiswa.
All of our old sins are washed away.
Richo wa machon ruto te ose lote. Owenwa.
We come out of the water a new creation.
Wawuke pika wa church mnye.
All of the old sins God has forgotten.
Richo ruto te mane wakongo timo kapokinge wanyasaye. Nyasaye wiyose wiyo kabeza.
And in Galatians 3, verse 27,
Jo Galatia, de matendo prario kodabirio,
it says, we put on Christ.
Wacho ni koro warwa koregi Yesu.
Christ becomes our covering.
Yesu ema koro bedo jal moumo wakata mochiela wate.
Right. The Bible says in Romans 6,
Mumo wacho ejorumi auchia,
when you have been baptized,
nika ose batisi,
reckon yourself to be dead.
Oh, what shall Lord Jovo Moseto? When you go down on my channel, Nama Osabatisikoro, Obedogigamoko, Enoko Chikre Wood.
We are to think, my old person is gone now.
Gig Manatimochon, Manatimoka, Richo Katakaja Ping Pokna Yiku Music, Gigo de Magin Gig Moko with your behavior.
But the fact remains,
to Adira Morodomia,
we still have the mind.
Ni one for one Giparo Mowuto.
We will still be tempted.
Samoro pogo biro giketem.
We will still sin.
Samoro pogo nyalo gikericho.
But being baptized,
tokose batis ngato,
and covered by Christ,
kendo ose chelo akeno waroko Yesu.
If we repent,
kawa lokore kendo wahulo richowa,
our sins will be forgiven.
Kinde kodu kinde kwa lokore kwa ulu richowa richowa ibemenwa.
And when we are baptized, we become like a little baby.
Sama ibatisowa wachalo nyithindo matindo.
But we are to grow.
To kwaka inyathima pinmonyol nyaki dongi dongi dongi.
Like a baby drinks milk.
Kaka kawuna nyathino mother chat.
The Bible says, drink the milk of his word.
Ni what put what mother chak marwa nyasai.
And the more we read his word,
kendo kaka wamedu punjure wachne.
And that is in our mind.
Kendo wache ni madadonzi patwa.
The more we will change.
Mano e kaka ngima wende bro lock meda lock kore pele.
But we don't just become perfect overnight.
Chok ni koro ni koro ni kota koro kose besis ni koro bera bera ma ler chot ni koro ngama ler dichia.
We have to become an overcomer.
Nyaka wabed jo loch.
And fight our own nature.
Kendo watamre yie mondo ngima wa maradano lowa.
And the Bible says, if you overcome,
kendo mumo wacho ni ka wanabed jo loch,
you shall receive the crown of life.
Wanabed kodo simbo marikiwa musiko minachio.
Okay.
Dogo konyi kanyi dogo. Dogo. Aha.
I have
one question.
Now, we are going to watch tomorrow.
You taught us that finally when Jesus will return, that everyone will stand before him for judgment. The dead will rise up and stand before judgment. So if everyone will go before the throne of judgment, when Jesus is returning, will Jesus return when some people are still alive, or he will find if everyone is dead? Will he wait until everyone is dead on earth, or will he can come if others are still alive?
Yep. There will be people still alive. But in Matthew 24, Jesus' disciples asked him, what shall be the signs of your coming? And he gave many signs. But one of the things he said was that if Jesus didn't come back to the earth, no living thing would survive. Now when Jesus gave that prophecy,
Two thousand years ago,
we did not have nuclear warheads. But it is possible now for man to destroy everything. Do Do you know how many thousands of nuclear warheads there are in the world?
Bungeyo kit bombe mag nuclear manitiere piny ka kaka kwan gi.
More than enough for the radiation to destroy all of us.
Oda ko ni bombe ma dana dana so so kama nitiere piny kar kama nyalo ketho kata piny ni tema muke temo rumu.
And Jesus comes back.
To Yesu Kristo duogo.
Just before man destroys himself.
Kadano pok okethore owuon.
So yes, there will be people alive still on the earth.
Adwa ko ni nitie joma pod biro bedo be kangima kata seche ma Yesu thoreno. Jack, na ingi kamoro koso se duog kama ne dwaro. Thank you. You taught us something, and I want to ask about that. You said that Jesus grew on earth as a human being. That when Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane, he cried, "Father, Father, why are you forsaking me?" So from there is when I realized today, well, for the first time, that Jesus is just with a nature of a human being, and he was just as a human being, and he is not God. So me as a human being, so should we pray when we pray to God direct without mentioning the name of Jesus, or how should we pray?
Very good question.
That's a good question.
What does the Bible say about that?
No, mi pende kito mungu cha wacho ni nange wacho no.
I'll tell you.
Adu akwalo ni siri.
Both Father God is prayed to.
Oh, adu ningeni uoro kendo ni sai o ilamo.
But Father God has given.
To adu ningeni ni sai ma uoro na osechiwo.
All power and authority to His Son.
Peko duto kodi nyalo duto ni uode.
And Jesus is prayed to in the Bible.
For example, Acts chapter 7. Write that
down. Acts chapter 7. This was where Stephen was being stoned to death.
And he says,
"Lord Jesus, help me to suffer." And there are other examples. So, any of you are any of you managers of a business?
No.
Yeah. Yes, sir. What is your name?
My name is Peter.
Peter, okay. So you have a business, but you have staff under you.
Oh, in kodo andi to eka yandi no indi gijo moko mabetiyo ebui kanyo.
So when your staff represent you or your company.
Kopo sasa ya ma jatiji moro odi kumoro odi kaka jachungi kata odi kaka nyingi jachumar company no.
They go and they say hello.
Oh, ginyalo di gruwote abugunoy kani eh nano.
I represent Peter.
Ankar ka endi kabilo ginyin company mar Peter.
Because you have given them your authority.
Nikech inu kaka manager mar company no isamiyo ge teko mar tiyo gi nyingi no.
And the customer says to your staff.
Customer ka customer wuyo kod jal mioro nene.
I would like your company please to do something for me.
Oh, ayie mondo company u otim na gimoro.
So when they ask your staff,
ka seche my customer wuyo kod jatiji mioro,
it is as good as asking Peter the boss.
dongo foto chalna chala ka gimo wuwe manake peta nikech peta imanoro jalo koro foto chalna nga mo wuwe
so in 1 Corinthians chapter 11
kisomo moja korinto mokfungo matina madonga paka chel
we're told that Father God is the head of Jesus
nyasaye mawuro e wun Yesu kata ene mene vi Yesu
Father God is big boss
oh nyasaye ene boss madungu geek
His son is his heir.
Oh, wode e ma koro lumananga ya chamgi kenyine.
Jesus is not equal with his father.
Yesu ok ni koro ene rangina chel gi wode. Mane umi machili muni wode.
One God.
Nitie mananya saya chel kende.
But because Jesus has overcome and conquered sin.
Tone kich Yesu oseloyo kendo oloyo nyaka tho gi richo.
Philippians chapter 2 says.
Jo Filipi ariyo wacho.
That God has given him a name.
Yes, ne mumacha ni nyasaye nomiye nying.
Above all names.
Moloyo nyinge duto.
So God has delegated to Jesus.
Koro nyasaye osechiwo tich ne Yesu.
His authority.
Teko ne duto te gi nyalo ne temiye Yesu.
So we can pray to our Father God.
One tulo malamu ni nyinge nyasaye.
We can also pray to Jesus.
Kendo wan gi tulo mang'eny bilamu kata Yesu.
In the book of Revelation, the Apostle John, he got a vision of heaven. And he saw Father God on the throne. And he saw the Lamb, Jesus, at the Father's right hand. And all the angels. He did not see the Holy Spirit as a person. The Holy Spirit is God's power. He saw Father God and Jesus. So when I pray, I usually start my prayers calling God my Father or Dear Father. Because Jesus taught his disciples to pray, Our Father who art in heaven. But then during my prayer, I will also say, and Jesus, please do this or do that. So I'm talking to Father God.
Hey,
bro.
We are talking.
And Jesus. And two different people. But I can talk to both of them. And God has given that authority to His Son. Do you understand that? Interesting, in the Bible, the Holy Spirit is never prayed to. The Holy Spirit is never praised. But Father God and Jesus are both prayed to and both given praise. Okay.
Nice.
Any more?
Anadwa penjo about kaka gehena. Kech awinjo kaja puwe puwe. Yani gehena.
Oh, I had teaching about gehena.
To one seche moko watiyo kode ni ataro mara mati.
And we normally say it is a lake of fire.
Koro awinjo kupunjo ni Yesu mangiteko martin jori che mati.
And you, she had you saying that only Jesus has the power to take all sinners to Gehenna, or the lake of fire.
So kaka wanyumu yebe watie wa samawale mutu wache koja chien.
And we as believers, sometimes when we pray, we do command devil.
kwanyise ni achiki edhi ataro marmash.
We are telling the devil sometimes our prayer that in, we command you go to hell or go to Gehenna or go to the lake of fire.
Koro penjo na en ni ya.
So my question is this.
Kaka andia Kristo.
Me as a Christian.
Ber lamba no nigi teko matero je chino dage obedi ataro marmash.
Does my prayer have power to take devil to Gehenna or to
Kayesu man nigi teko
no? To lake of fire if only Jesus is the one who has that power.
Okay. In the same way that Father God has given power to his son.
Mana yo achiel manya sai woro nose mi godo teko kuom Yesu Kristo.
Jesus has given power to us as his
son. Yesu bende chakomeya wa teko wa bende kaka jomuji kuom.
He says, I have given you authority.
O wacho no maler kodok ni asemiyo u teko duto.
What you bind on earth,
gino mutamuru e penika.
What you tie up,
gimi mako mateke e penika.
I have bound.
Mano ani Yesu kanya saambe metiwe.
What you set free,
gimi wewe mundo bedituolo.
I have set free.
Ani bende Yesu aye gono dibe tuolo.
So we have that authority.
One kodi teko na ubekuwa kum Yesu. Amen.
But like Jesus, we have to learn to use that authority correctly.
Mana kaka Yesu nyako wapunjire tiyo kod teko mumewano e yo malongo.
If I have an argument with Kelvin,
koponi e wach moro wa meno record ndugu John,
I don't like you.
Oh, okadua John.
Go to Gehenna.
The match kutu John.
Just because I don't like him? Is God going to answer my prayer?
No.
Because God still has the choice. And the Bible says we should pray in the Spirit. According to His will. Okay? So we can pray, but it is in God's will. In the book of James, it says your prayers are not being answered because you're just asking for things to make yourself rich. You see? So when we pray, we must pray in God's will. If Kelvin is not a believer, and I pray to God or to Jesus, please help me to show
Calvin
so that he wants to be saved. God will want to answer those prayers because he wants people to be saved. So yes, we have authority from Jesus, but must be according to his will.
So I'm going to ask Duncan now,
if possible, I'd like him to talk about the devil. Then we had lunch and then we talked about
Chino.
Baptism.
Right.